Welcome to this day in history class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's January 6th. The Night of the Big Wind happened on this day in 1939, lasting into the early hours of January 7th. This was an incredible windstorm that affected the entirety of Ireland. It was the worst in the northern part of Ireland. It's described as the worst storm in anywhere between 300 and 500 years. It was just unprecedented. It has not been matched by anything that has happened since then. The day of January 6th, though, had been described as eerily calm. It had snowed the day before, and that was the first snow of the season. But then on the morning of the 6th, the temperature increased dramatically. By the afternoon, the people were describing the air as almost sickly. The weather just seemed weird and strangely still. But about 3 in the afternoon, it started to rain. And over the next few hours, the rain got harder and the winds started picking up. Sometimes there was hail as well. Then a colossal storm rolled in from the Atlantic with hurricane-force winds. The sun had set by the time that the storm really got there, and the cloud cover from the storm was so thick that it blocked out the moon and the stars. So all of this happened in total darkness. By 10 p.m., the winds were just howling in a terrifying way. And the seas were so high and rough that the waves were reportedly breaking over the top of the cliffs of Moher. Those rise between 120 and 214 meters or 390 and 702 feet from the ocean. So those would have been incredibly dramatic waves. Houses collapsed under the force of the wind. Roofs were blown away. A lot of people in rural areas had thatched roofs that became saturated with water and collapsed into the homes beneath. Nearly 5,000 chimneys were knocked down, according to estimates. And because the chimneys had been knocked down, sometimes this led to fires spreading inside the structures themselves. Many people were killed, mostly by falling bricks and masonry. Walls and fences were knocked down. So many trees were uprooted that the timber market collapsed with this sudden excess of timber. Farmers' stores of hay were blown away, and this has made it sound like a very rural phenomenon, but it was not just confined to rural areas. Dublin was described in the aftermath as looking like a city that had been sacked, with businesses ruined and 25% of the houses in the city destroyed. This also wasn't just confined to land. Hundreds of fishers were killed at sea as their ships were wrecked in the storm. The death toll is placed at anywhere from 100 to 800. It's kind of across the board like that because a lot of the places that were struck so hard were very rural and there wasn't necessarily an accurate population count beforehand. And it's also hard to really tally because a lot of people died of exposure and starvation afterward because they had lost their homes in winter and because they no longer had their stores of food to feed their animals. Because this occurred on the Feast of the Epiphany, which is also called Little Christmas, some people interpreted it as divine retribution. And to others, the explanation has something to do with fairies. A lot of times, fairies from England who had come to Ireland to drive Ireland's own fairies away. Later on, this event was so massive that people would describe things in terms of whether they happened before the big wind or after. Thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on this show. You can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for a first in the world of music.